Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Once a great organization, the Boy Scouts have made some terrible decisions that ultimately, I believe, will be the demise of this organization. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the Boy Scouts not long ago issued a policy change and said that young boys can be homosexuals and they can still be part of the Scout, which goes against their oath that they have to take to be morally straight and upright. And then the Secretary Robert Gates, former Secretary Robert Gates, of the Defense Secretary, now with the Boy Scouts, has steered the Boy Scouts into another terrible policy, and that's even worse, that the Scout leaders can be open homosexuals. So that's nice. You have a leader that's a man who's wanting to have sex with other men, and he's going to be leading these young boys on camping trips out in the woods, hiking through the woods, camping, sleeping in the tents. This is going to be the future of the Scouts, right? And, well, some people are saying enough is enough. Right now, the Mormons are reconsidering their relationship with the Scouts, and currently they make up 35% of all Scouts are Mormons. This could become the demise of the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, well, it really could, and I believe it will. I mean, we know, for instance, that in 1998, when the Canadian version of the Scouts did the same thing and homosexualized the Boy Scouts, its membership rolls plummeted by over half in just 5 years. It forced camp closures, layoffs, huge budget cuts, and if we're looking to the north for clues here, you know, we could imagine that the current membership, around 2.5 million of already dwindling quickly of the Boy Scouts, could plummet. If it follows suit, it will, you know, could plummet by over half. And, you know, Gates said, quote, "For far too long, the issue has divided and distracted us. The BSA, now is the time to unite behind our shared belief in the extraordinary power of Scouting to be a force of good." Well, talk about dividing and distracting. Now we have about 35% of a potential Boy Scout organization saying, affiliated with the Mormon Church, saying they're going to break off, and a number already have and have joined Trail Life USA.
And, you know, Trail Life USA is growing in leaps and bounds. It was spearheaded by a good friend of ours, John Stemberger, whose organization is the Florida Family Policy Council, and his board gave him a year leave to be able to start this when the Boy Scouts did the first policy change allowing open homosexual Scouts. Trail Life USA became an existing organization to replace the Scouts, and in fact, the general counsel for the Scouts left the Scouts and became the general counsel for Trail Life USA. The number one historian in the country for the Scouts for its history and policies left the Scouts and became the historian for Trail Life USA. Many Scout leaders and Eagle Scouts who were leaders in the Scouts also did the same thing. And they are opening up one chapter after another, one club after another across the country. They are growing in leaps and bounds. And they're an organization that will stand true to the fundamental Judeo-Christian values that the Scouts once held. And now with this new situation happening with the Mormon Church, they're now saying that they're deeply troubled by the Scouts' decision and that they had urged the Scouts not to make this policy change during the summer because that's when a lot of the Mormon leadership is gone. They now said that they were very troubled that they did it anyway. And when their leadership comes back in August, they will convene a discussion and determine their future with the Scouts. But they said they're deeply troubled and that this new policy collides with their beliefs. And they will be considering whether to possibly form an organization that replaces the Boy Scouts, or I hope they join Trail Life USA, which is the replacement for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Matt, I was blessed to have been a part of the initial planning phase of Trail Life USA. Went to the meeting. We had one in Louisville, then we had another one later in Tennessee. But fantastic planning, biblically sound organization. It is the moral alternative to the now immoral Boy Scouts of America. If you want, you know, your kids to be raised in an environment that teaches, you know, morality, being morally straight, and so forth, and is firm on Judeo-Christian principles, Trail Life USA is that organization.
Well, the Southern Baptist organization has now said that there's been a definite cooling on the part of Baptist churches toward the Scouts. Churches right now should abandon the Scouts. You should no longer have a Boy Scouts group in your church. Switch over to Trail Life USA. You have the same kind of patches and the same kinds of badges, so all of those are transferable. You don't lose any of your status with the Scouts. All of those are transferable. Trail Life USA is the replacement for the Scouts. If you're a leader in the Scouts, become a leader in Trail Life USA. If you're a parent with your son in the Scouts, become a parent that switches over to Trail Life USA. Everything transfers over. All of the status and the badges and the awards are transferable. Now, Trail Life USA just recently entered into an agreement with also the Girl Scouts opposition or replacement, because the Girl Scouts have long since gone down the bad trail as well, before the Boy Scouts did. And so there's an organization out there for Girl Scouts as well, and it is kind of like Trail Life USA. Recently, the two convened a meeting and they're working some cooperative arrangement out so that we now have a replacement for the Boy Scouts with Trail Life USA, and we have a replacement for the Girl Scouts that's been out there for a little while as well.
Yeah, great alternatives, you know, Matt. And the Boy Scouts here, the fact that they would do this on the heels of a revelation about what's called the perversion files, we know now that many of them are sealed court documents, but there are thousands of instances of homosexual assaults with closeted homosexual men in the Boy Scouts, taking boys on these camping trips and so forth and molesting them. And we know that when, for instance, a study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior indicates that 86%, this is a quote, of offenders against males describe themselves as homosexual or bisexual, that's a 10 times more likelihood that a man will molest a boy. And so the fact that they would do this is not only immoral, it is grossly reckless and irresponsible.
Well, you know, the Boy Scouts says, well, you know, we're going to accommodate you people out there that have these religious beliefs, and we'll allow you to opt out. So you can still exclude Scout leaders if you want to. That
only churches, though. Only churches, though.
Yeah, only churches. But then the Human Rights Campaign says, well, that's discriminatory. You need to not even have that exemption for churches. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, if you're a Scout, you're promoting an organization that promotes this kind of immorality. So churches ought to just simply abandon this, because the Boy Scouts have abandoned you. They've abandoned the churches. They've abandoned the community that made the Scouts. And there's an archive, by the way, that the Los Angeles Times has that lists a lot of the different kinds of sexual molestations that have happened within the Scouts. Now, this is with the policy that they previously had. Now allow homosexual young boys in the Scouts, and allow homosexual leaders in the Scouts. And what are you going to have? You're going to have all kinds of sexual molestation. This is a playground for pedophiles to go and have all these boys as objects of their lust. This is insane, and we need to literally abandon the Scouts, because the Scouts, unfortunately, have abandoned us. I would encourage you to go to Trail Life USA for the Scouts and for the alternative for the girls as well. You can look up Trail Life USA on the web. Go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org. This issue of homosexuality is becoming insane, and it is the culture battle of our time. Whether it's this Boy Scouts abdication of its role and changing of the policies, or so-called same-sex marriage, this is a time that our Judeo-Christian values are attacked, being challenged, and it's a time for you to stand up and be true to the Scriptures and be true to our Lord. For more information, stand with Liberty Counsel. Get involved, get educated, and pray and be a partner with Liberty Counsel. You can become part of the Liberty Counsel Partner Program, which provides online training and unlimited faxes for those who become certain members of Liberty Counsel Partner Program. You can go to partner.libertycounsel.com, partner.libertycounsel.com for more information on the New Revolution Institute Partners Program. Order the booklet, The 10 Commandments in American Law and Government. Or you can go to lc.org for more information. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support this ministry financially.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.